It's a big test baby. Hanford's waste treatment plant marked the arrival of its first nearly 7-ton canister of vitrified glass Monday. Top managers and workers gathered in one of the massive facility's frigid export bays to celebrate. Correspondent Anna King was there on the cleanup site in Southeast Washington.
Big baby. It's 7.5 feet tall, 4 feet wide. It looks like an overgrown, old-style milk canister. Only they aren't putting milk in it. Number 00047 carries the very first pours of molten glass from the waste treatment plant. Now, cooled, managers stood around it, taking pictures and signing their names on the side. This is a big moment. This glass baby is a long-wanted child. In 2000, the start of the current design, ground broke the next year. It's been a difficult gestation. Technical problems, a complex design build process, and about 2 decades later, the first glass. This is all to help bind up 56 million gallons of radioactive waste stored in aging underground tanks at Hanford. The plant has already started pouring its second container and will keep repeating that process until 2025 when the plant is scheduled to go hot. I'm Anna King at Hanford.